Howard Richards with us now. Tight end Brett Norfleet, by the way, he's going to play today. Right guard Cam Johnson is back too. Mizzou last week, Howard, had to work in some reserves up front, including guys like Mitch Walters, who wasn't really healthy either, but he was able to step in and deliver. How do you think Mizzou has done in terms of blocking as a former offensive lineman yourself, despite having to make some of those changes up front the first couple weeks?
Thus far, I think pretty well. Aside from the penalties, you know, that's been the, to me, the equalizer here. But, I've been happy with what I've seen. Mentioned Mitch Walters, you know, a guy that kind of struggled a couple years ago with all the starts that he had. He seems to have improved his footwork, looks to be more of a solid player, more of a complete player than he was in. So that was really happy to see. You know, I think Mitch could actually slide out and play tackle. I mean, he's big enough to do it. I think his footwork's better. So, you know, if the need was there, it's nice to know that you've got a versatile player that's got experience that can come in and get the job done for you.
Howard, this Boston College team is a bunch of hog mollies up front. I see no shorter than 6'2". I see basically three bills across the board. Yeah, they're hog mollies. We're going to throw it way back here this morning.
Never even heard that before.
How do the Tigers counter this offensive line that if you have seen them and watched some of BC's play, they physically look like a big line and like a true challenge?
Well, I think, you know, use your speed, use your leverage getting underneath a lot of tall guys there. And if you can get under their pad level, especially like in the run game, you create those stalemates and clog it up in the middle, making it more difficult for those rush lanes to open up. I think that's going to be key. Getting off the ball quickly, getting your hands on them much more quickly than they can get your hands on you. Because typically, you know, whoever gets their hands in first usually wins. So we've got to be quick off the ball, but also I'd say patient and disciplined. You don't want to kind of get out of your lanes. You don't want to go chasing because of the speed and quickness of the quarterback and these running backs.
Central Bank Tiger Network resident hog molly Howard Richards joining us here on the Buckle Up Phone Down Tiger Tailgate. Boston College leads the nation in pass efficiency right now, thanks to quarterback Thomas Castellanos. Mizzou actually leads the nation in pass efficiency defense. With that being said, what role can Mizzou's defensive front seven play in trying to contain Castellanos in this one?
Again, I mentioned this earlier, but you've got to contain Castellanos. You certainly want to get pressure on him, but I think you've got to be able to do so without being reckless, because he's got that speed and quickness. He's very elusive. I mean, if he sees an opening, he's going to be gone. You know, his reads are really quick. You know, one, two, boom. If nothing's there, I'm gone. So we've got to be The Mizzou's defense has to be cognizant of that. I'm sure they'll have, you know, a spy, if not multiple spies. You may give up a few yards here and there, but the one thing you don't want to do is allow Castellanos to hurt you in the run game. Force him to be one-dimensional. I don't think he's the best passer that we'll face this year. He's gotten better than he was last year. He's not very tall. So if you can't, in your rush lanes, if you're not getting to him to sack him, whatever the case may be, or getting hits on him, hands up. You know, cause some deflections. Cause some obfuscation for him so that he can't see downfield. Make it more difficult for him.
You're giving me a problem with hog mollies, and you're saying obfuscation.
That was deliberate. That was just a hard word to say.
I couldn't even say it right. No, you did very well there, Howard. By the way, hog mollies, I believe the late, great Keith Jackson coined the phrase, and Dave Gettleman of the Carolina Panthers used it all the time.
Yeah. Whoa, Nelly.
We might have some whoa, Nelly today when Missouri takes on Boston College. Hey, when Missouri is on offense today, what is there to look for, especially against this Eagles team that does come in top 10 in the nation in rushing defense? And that Florida State team didn't run a lick on Boston College when they played.
Listen, you know, your stretch run, your outside zone, that's your bailiwick, right? You don't go away from that. You show them, you know, who the best team is at running the football. And I would never shy away from that. If that's what their best is, you better take it to them and show them that you're better than that. And they're not that big up front. You know, I think Mizzou's just got to be able to – you got to be patient. They're going to throw some blitzing, some exotic stuff at you that you make it stopped here and there. But you never give up on that, because eventually if you stay with it, you'll be able to break some.
Just going to close the loop real quick. Bailiwick, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it's a noun, one's sphere of operations or a particular area of interest. Obfuscate is a verb meaning to render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. So I kind of like that. That's what you want to do against a quarterback, right? You want to make things obscure, unclear, and unintelligible.
That's exactly right.
Hey, a resident hype man here, Howard Richards, too. You were the voice on the social media video that I'm sure a lot of folks saw if they follow Mizzou football. How'd that come together? It came together really well from what I saw.
It was fun. I got a call on Thursday. Can you do it? Yeah. hey, just do a voice memo. Okay, I'm in. I did my best Mike Kelly impersonation. So
you kind of did your like Christian Bale Batman impression at the end. That was a growly M-I-Z you gave there.
You had to do that, right? I mean, because I don't think anyone else has done that. But like, if they play it here today, and you get that M-I-Z, the crowd's just gonna go nuts.
I think that's becoming your bailiwick. is doing my MIZ growl.
No obfuscation about that at
no
all.
No doubt. Howard, appreciate your time, man, as always.
Thank you.
That's Mizzou Tiger Network analyst Howard Richards. You'll hear more from him and his top fanboy, Mike Kelly, coming up in the Shelter Insurance pregame show at 10:45. Hey, no one gets you closer to SEC football than SiriusXM. Download the SiriusXM app and tune in to SiriusXM SEC Radio for news, talk, and analysis throughout the college football season. Try it out today and take your favorite SEC team with you on your phone, online, and at home. No car required. On this family weekend at Mizzou, some tips to help those that may struggle the most during the transition to college. Talking about the parents, of course. That's next on the Buckle Up Phone Down Tiger Tailgate on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.